This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Welcome to the weekend, and I am Freddie Bell, and you're listening to a program that we're really proud of. It's called New Beginnings, and we help you in a number of areas, especially if you're over the age of 50 or you're approaching that particular age, or if you have folks in your family who are baby boomers or they're really close to the edge. This is the show for you. And we begin our program by introducing to the table Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects, and your company does a lot of great work, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we do, Freddie. Thank you. Yes, we help individuals in career transition that are looking to reinvent, recalibrate, retool their career. And we do that through very specific methods of interview practice, talking about your relevant accomplishments that have a lot of weight in regards to what the employer is looking for, how to reengage with your network with a self-marketing plan on what your next job looks like. Those are areas that are often overlooked. We don't interview enough in our careers, and we don't know how to market ourselves. We're very humble Minnesotans. We're taught not to talk about ourselves, but guess what? In career transition, we have to be able to talk about ourselves and our relevant accomplishments. So, Freddie, they can reach out to me at rippleconnects.com. That is my website, and they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. Be glad to take the call. And you know me, Freddie, I return everybody's call because it's the right thing to do.
And you certainly do. And we're talking this week about logical reasons to circle back with your network. For those who are not so informed, explain, first of all, Joe, what your network is.
Our professional network is 360 all around us. Our faith leaders, our people that we volunteered with, our neighbors, our past coworkers, people that we've served in service organizations before, people that have been our past clients, coworkers. That's our network, 360. And what I teach with my method is how to engage with your network to uncover opportunities possibly in the hidden job market or advertised. Mm-hmm. And that's our network. But the specific technique that I want to talk about today, for 4 years on New Beginnings, I've talked about how to engage your network, Freddie.
Right.
But often after that initial meeting or phone call with your network, and say 3-4 months goes by in your job search and nothing's really changed or you've run into some headwinds, I encourage my clients to find logical reasons to circle back with the people you've already talked to in regards to your job search. And that is easier said than done. Because Freddie, it's now you have to go back and say, well, nothing, I haven't really moved the needle here in my job search or I'm going to be bothering them again. Those thoughts enter into many people's minds in career transition. And I hear that with my clients that I can't go back to them. I bothered them in September. And so today I wanted to circle back to your network that you've already talked to is a specific technique. And I'm going to give some logical reasons on the why you do that.
So let's talk about the why. Why is it important to circle back with your network when maybe your search is stalled, maybe you've been reticent for whatever reason about getting it off the ground. Maybe you're still employed and that time hasn't come up yet. And maybe you're extended a little bit if you're a present employer. Why is it important to circle back with your network? Why do you call that a prudent step?
Because often your information that you've got in that short time period, let's just say 90 days. Let's just to put that out there. After 90 days in a job search, you've possibly interviewed, you've talked to others. Things in the world may have changed. A company may have, did something different. Something may have changed with you. You might have learned something about a company or learned something about yourself, meaning a transferable skill that you didn't even realize you had the first time you talked with your network. Think about it, Freddie. If I was to come back to you and say, Freddie, I didn't realize that this industry was growing and I just realized my transferable skills of coaching people in this area is sought after in this industry. When I met with you in September, I wasn't even there, Freddie, but I know that you have some knowledge of that industry. Is that not a logical reason for Joe McKenzie to circle back to Freddie Bell after 90 days have passed?
I would think so. I would think so. That seems, I mean, just completely logical.
Because I've got some new information about myself. Mm-hmm. Something that I learned in the, you know, as I was working through. It doesn't always have, you know, we're talking about the logical reasons, but many of the people that we've reached out to, I think they care that they want to know you're doing okay too. So it's not about all logic as much as I think many people would like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on that, Freddie?
I would think so too. And it's, you know, I know the first thought is, well, maybe they don't want to hear from me and I've already reached out to them one time. Maybe they may think that I'm a loser or what have you. But it seems as if, and I haven't had anybody tell me that I'm a loser when I've gone back to my network, but the folks that I talk with, maybe my network is, I hope it's an unusual network, but they seem to be really anxious to help. And they're wondering what it is that's changed, and they take note of that. And now they're even more up to date. That and they seem more ready to help once I circle back with them.
So, from what I'm hearing, Freddie, is that that technique has worked for you?
It has. It has, not only in a job search, but certainly in just personal relationships.
Yes, absolutely. I think we have to get past that we're not bothering people. It's not that we're showing up at their front door in the middle of dinner, knocking on their door. We're sending an email. We're asking when time is convenient. And it may be a phone call this time versus a coffee meeting or another coffee meeting. But you're right. People do want to help. That's a critical part of our community, is that we do want to help and they want to know how we can help. And maybe they can help. Maybe if we give them more information about what's changed or what we've learned, that they can help us better. And that is an overlooked. I want people to realize that it can be done. It works. Nothing's 100%. But I can tell you, if you leave your key people in your network in the dark on what you're working through, they would have wanted to know that they could have helped you. And if you don't circle back, and it can be as simple as an email, Freddie. Mm-hmm. And that's why I just circle back with your network. Not after 3 days, but maybe after 3-4 months, reconnect, find a logical reason to reconnect with some of that new information, something you've learned about yourself, something you heard about another industry, and maybe there's some reciprocal ways you can help them.
Exactly. And I'm just wondering, in your experience in coaching just hundreds of people, do you think it's more difficult, or why do you find it's more difficult for some people who find themselves in a career transition to circle back with the people they know in their own network?
Yes. So, there's a reason why a lot of jobs groups, there's seemingly an easier way to go tell someone that you don't know what you're going through than the people that care about you and the people that know what you're capable of doing. I learned that the hard way when this aha moment was, why am I going to talk to total strangers when I wasn't even mentioning to the people that knew what I could accomplish, what I was looking for and what I could do? So yes, it's difficult. It's difficult to come back and say that this hasn't been going well, and it's tough on our egos. I get that. And we don't want to bother people, but you know, sometimes you just have to fail better, right? You know, we try again, fail better. Famous quote by Samuel Beckett. And I live and breathe that. And sometimes it's okay to fail, because when you fail, you learn something about yourself and what you're going to do differently. Right, Freddie?
Exactly. It's not necessarily a failure, but it's just evidence that you need to improve your performance and perfect your technique.
Absolutely. Some of the greatest baseball players in history have batting averages just over 300. The best baseball players. That means 2/3 of the time they did not get on base or do anything. So you just learn how to get up there. You know, one of my favorite baseball players is Kirby Puckett. He went up there and he took his hacks. He went up and tried. He failed better. You know, he tried again, failed better. And a lot of times he would move a lot of people along those base paths. So I take that attitude, but I try to teach a logical way. If someone's struggling, it's like, well, you should go back to that person and tell them that this is what you learned, or you've uncovered some new information. Let's find a way to circle back with them. And that's really why I brought this up, because in the last couple of weeks, I'm working with a couple of people that have seen the benefit of that technique.
Of circling back.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because something had changed with each of their job searches. And now firsthand, they could tell what had changed and see where this existing network connection could be even more of an advocate or more of help to their search.
That's great. Joe, we're going to have to leave it right there. And you do some fine work at your company entitled Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Trappers use baited snares to choke animals to death. They're cheap and easy. Snares are banned in 20 states. Snares can't discriminate between wild animals and our pets. Your dog could die silently in a snare just yards away. Most Minnesotans oppose trapping, and our leaders cringe at the slightest mention of it, and yet it continues. Let's ban snaring and leave a legacy Minnesota can be proud of. Please contact the governor and your lawmakers. Do it now, today. Together we can ban the snare. Learn more at standagainstsnaring.com.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues this weekend, let's talk a little bit about your health. Medicare beneficiaries won't have to be concerned about paying for physical, speech, or occupational therapy when annual costs go over $2,010. Now, that's because Congress is repealing the caps on those services as a part of the budget deal that the president signed just a few weeks ago. Patients who require intensive therapy while recovering from injuries or illnesses have faced caps on what Medicare would reimburse. Congress has historically passed a series of automatic exceptions for those reimbursement limits, allowing Medicare to pay for treatments deemed medically necessary. But that was never a certainty, leaving beneficiaries who reached the $2,010 therapy cap worried that they might miss needed treatments. Well, that repeal ends that fear. Many of those patients who are in that gap will now be protected from an arbitrary limit on how much Medicare will pay. The new budget deal also has good news for Medicare Part D beneficiaries. It closes the coverage gap for prescription drugs and the so-called donut hole a year early. Part D users pay more out of pocket for their medicines once the total cost of these drugs reaches a certain threshold. Beginning in 2019, they will pay 25% of all their prescription drug costs from the time they enter the donut hole until they reach the catastrophic level. It's important to share this update with you because we're concerned about your health on New Beginnings. And as we continue talking about your health, let's talk about walking prescriptions. They say, and you know how they are, that a walk is a proven way to treat a lot of different things that can impact our bodies, but not everybody should take the same path. The experts also say that high blood pressure can be impacted, and here's how it helps. It can lower blood pressure, according to a 2010 survey of 27 trials on the topic. A 2016 report by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute found that walking reduces your risk of coronary artery disease. Here's a prescription. Try to walk about 2 miles a day at a pace of about 3 to 4.5 miles an hour, and that will help you to lower your blood pressure and cholesterol, that according to the doctors. We're talking about the benefits of walking. It also impacts arthritis. 5 to 30 minutes of walking can really help you with regard to making sure that your joints and your muscles are strong. It helps you to shed pounds and reduces joint stiffness. In a 2015 review of 54 studies, researchers concluded that walking, like other exercise, was as effective as an anti-inflammatory drug for pain relief. Here's a prescription. The doctors recommend starting with 5 minutes of walking and building up to a total of 30 minutes per day at once or in separate walks for 5 days a week. Now, if the pain was worse 2 hours after the walk than it was before you started walking, take a less intensive walk the next time. We're talking about how walking can cure a lot of different things that can impact our bodies. We've looked at high blood pressure. We looked at arthritis. How about depression? They say that if you walk fast, it helps. It increases the production of serotonin, dopamine, and other brain chemicals that lift your mood. Here's what you do. Start with 10 minutes of strolling, then walk briskly to 75% of your maximum effort, a pace that makes talking difficult, and then keep that up for 2 or 3 minutes, then resume a strolling pace. Repeat these intervals for 20 to 30 minutes. How about insomnia? Yes, walking helps cure insomnia. Morning walks expose your body to essential early daylight. Bright light inhibits the body's secretion of melatonin, our natural sleep agent. When you block melatonin in the morning by walking outside, it then bounces back later in the day, helping to promote sleep. Late afternoon walks can also help, as we sleep best when our bodies are in a cool-down mode. Here's a prescription. In the morning or the late afternoon, aim for a 15 to 30 minute walk. It's best if you can walk daily. Walk at a comfortable pace and finish your walk at least 3 hours before bedtime. Now be patient. There's some evidence that suggests that it can take a couple of weeks to get the full sleep benefit of exercise, so don't be disappointed if you're not experiencing an immediate effect. And how about type 2 diabetes? Walking can help. It provides better blood sugar control, especially as we get older and become more resistant to insulin. The benefits are pretty immediate, according to the experts. Walking after eating sweets can prevent a blood sugar spike. Here's a prescription. Walk for 15 minutes at an easy pace, maybe about 3 miles an hour or so, about a half an hour after breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The research says that short post-meal walks 3 times a day were as effective as one 45-minute walk in improving blood sugar control over 24 hours. If you've been sedentary and haven't walked for a while, start out with a 5 or 10-minute walk after each meal. And because people with diabetes can develop foot infections due to reduced blood flow to the feet, it's important to get properly fitted with walking shoes, and your podiatrist can help you. Just giving you some ideas, some walking prescriptions to a better health. And the bottom line here is if you can walk anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes a day, that will really help you to be a healthier you. This is New Beginnings, and we continue with more great information right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
New Beginnings continues, and I'm Freddie Bell. Let's talk a little bit about your health and some new gadgets that can help you to monitor certain aspects of how we live. Sometimes you review the kinds of gadgets you buy for someone you love. These are also the gadgets your doctor might nag you to use. The following two from MochaCare fall in that category. Now, if you're looking for a new blood pressure monitor, the MochaCare stuff isn't too expensive and it's easy to use. Many blood pressure monitors on the market do not record or store the readings. Consumers can use the Mocha cuff that way, but with a Bluetooth connection, the device will record the readings. You just need to download the MochaCare app onto your smartphone. Readings are stored in a section called My History. You can also add contacts if you like, so you can share your data. That's right, share your blood pressure readings, for example, with your friends and, most importantly, with your doctor. The connection between the app and the devices work pretty well. The Mocha cuff is a wrist cuff with Velcro attachments. It runs on 2 AA batteries, which are included, which should last for around 200 readings. The Mocha cuff pros? It's a simple interface, and it works with or without the app and is easy to use. There's no downside to it. The bottom line is a nice blood pressure monitor that's convenient to use and has a useful app. And here's another one also related to the Mocha cuff is the Mocha Heart, a small oval about the size of a car's key fob. Now, it's designed to take readings from your thumbs. Press the power button and the Mocha Heart pairs with your smartphone, yes, with your smartphone, to begin a reading. All you have to do is lightly hold your thumbs on the Mocha Heart and let it do its thing for 30 seconds. And then you'll see your reading. a measurement called the MoCA Index that takes into account your heart rate and your blood oxygen level. The device will also tell you if the index number means you should see your doctor or if it means that you have an ideal number. It's also good information, and the device is very, very easy to use. But unlike the MoCA cuff, you have to use the app along with it. And while blood pressure is straightforward in monitoring, not every doctor would agree with us that a patient needs MoCA heart data in this fashion. It's up to you. Just some ideas to help you to monitor your health. This is New Beginnings, and we continue right now.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
On behalf of Zero Res, your home stinks. What, you didn't notice? Well, of course you can't smell it because you live there, but the stink is definitely there. That means it's time to call the pros at Zero Res to clean those puppy piddles and coffee spills, and your home will smell fresh and clean, not like a janitor's chemical closet. This month, get three rooms Zero Resified starting at $139. Plus, this month, save $50 when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're StandUpRecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on earth. Artists like Marc Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's StandUpRecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 15. And Sunday, snow likely, high near 29.
This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Cafe Latte, a gourmet cafeteria with an ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. They have a pizza and wine bar with an extensive wine list by the glass on Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. Details at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. It is a point of listening each and every week at this time. And we'd like now to bring in our title sponsor to New Beginnings, the AARP Twin Cities, and its communications director and chief spokesperson, Seth Buffelli from AARP Twin Cities. Welcome.
Thanks, Freddie. Always great to be on.
Glad you're with us today. And let's talk about, I know people are doing their taxes and so forth, and they're taking the medical deductions and all the rest of it. But there is a wrinkle with prescription drugs that's relatively new, and especially when the state of Minnesota is concerned, that we should be aware of.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a time of year where everybody's looking at their expenses. And I think one thing too many of us are realizing is that we spend a lot of money on prescription drugs in any given year, and that number is going up and up. And it's something that a lot of folks, especially folks on fixed incomes, are struggling with. You know, we hear from a lot of people who are cutting pills in half, who are skipping prescriptions. We've been doing a series of listening sessions across the state. We've heard from people who are taking one veterinarian figured out that his prescription eye drugs are the same that they give dogs. So we've actually heard from people who are taking dog medicine because the human medicine is too expensive. So this is something that we're looking for solutions on. Unfortunately, our leaders in Congress haven't been there to really make real change happen. And so we've been interested to see that a couple proposals have emerged here in our state legislature, which we're taking a closer look at. This looks like an issue that 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 more and more states are seeking to solve on their own.
Everybody, we're talking with Seth Buffelli, spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities. I know there's been a lot of conversation about not buying the drugs here in the state of Minnesota, but going just north to Canada. How safe is that?
It's actually safer now than it's ever been. The FDA has a system in place where they can track the shipments, guarantee the safety. And one thing that states, I know this is happening, or they're looking at this in Oklahoma, rather than an individual having to go to Canada or buy online from Canada, the state of Oklahoma is looking at setting themselves up as a wholesaler so they can bulk buy those prescriptions themselves. After being certified by the FDA that the drugs are safe. Now, those drugs will go into the Medicaid program for the states, but still, that's a program that the state spends a lot of money buying drugs for. So being able to do that reimportation is an important thing. Another thing is, that we're looking at is, you know, so much of this happens behind closed doors. We don't see what these drugs actually cost and where the money goes to. And a lot of them are these middlemen involved who are supposed to be trying to get you the best price, but in some ways are just trying to guarantee the profits for the drug companies. And we're hearing more and more that these middlemen are putting gag orders on pharmacists. So an example of how this works is that you might have insurance plan X, and you go in to get a prescription drug filled. Well, this middleman has said you can only buy the brand name drug. You can't buy generics. And they actually gag the pharmacist from saying, did you know that there's a pill for half the cost that'll have the exact same effect? So people are being denied access to information. They're actually being denied access to a lower cost medication that'll have the same effect on their health and save them a lot of money because these middlemen are in place and they're empowered to basically force consumers to pay the higher price. So that's something that there's bipartisan interest in the state legislature here in Minnesota in trying to eliminate.
Seth, we only have 20 seconds left. What can we do as members of AARP and even people who are listening who are not yet members?
Yeah, get involved. Call your legislator. If you're looking for more information, check out our website, aarp.org/mn. We have the latest information about what's going on in the Capitol for people over the age of 50.
The Seth Buffelli, spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities, and this is New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Friday.
Freddie welcomes Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings, and I am Freddie Bell. Really excited to have you with us this weekend as we continue our series now with Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis as we look at the 10 aspects of resolution. And Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And what is the 10th resolution that we'll look at this week?
Well, this is our final element. And again, I just want to say that these elements are not a linear process in any shape, way, or form. That these are things that we, if we are aware of them and the role that they play in creating what we want in our life, that we can, they become tools that we can use during those times that we may be struggling or facing a challenge. And so the last one is sort of, I guess, the mother of the elements, and it is the element of faith. And faith is one of those words that it can be kind of difficult to define. It's almost, I think, something that needs to be experienced and oftentimes felt. A few weeks back, I talked about how we believe that seeing is believing, and faith is actually that switch around where believing is seeing, that you can believe in the unseen, that you can believe that you can do this. And the wonderful thing about faith is it allows this process to be repeatable. A lot of times when good fortune happens to people, we think it happens haphazardly. We call it a miracle or it was a coincidence. But faith is that thing that allows this process to become technology. And if it is technology, it means that I can do this. It means that you can do this. It means that anybody can do this. That you, I, anybody can go out and create the biggest, boldest, healthiest, most joyful life that we can imagine for ourselves. And thankfully, we all want different things. So we're not going to be repeating the same old, same old, same old every single time. And that's one of the joyful things about this is that we each get to go about this process in exactly the perfect way that is right for us. And faith is also that thing that allows us to keep our energy up. Because when we collapse our energy into forcing something to happen, what we're really, what's really going on is that we are collapsing into the fear that nothing is happening. When we want something to happen so badly, we're actually collapsing our energy into believing that nothing is happening.
Interesting.
And faith, yes. Faith allows us to hold the vision, hold on to all of the things that we talked about, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, to keep taking action steps, to keep practicing gratitude, because you are deserving. You do get to create whatever you want. There's no one and nothing stopping you. So go out and create that life for yourself.
All right. In the few seconds we have left, Kelly, can you just do a quick recap of the 10 elements of resolution?
Absolutely. We started off with possibility. Then we talked about intention, imagination, and inspiration, along with action and moving forward. The third week was belief. We moved into allowing, perseverance, and then trust. Courage, acceptance, and celebration followed. And then, of course, we just recapped the whole thing with faith.
All right. That's Kelly von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. And you can get more by going to westmetrohypnosis.com. This is New Beginnings, and we'll be back with more right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
With each brushstroke on a canvas, an artist creates beauty and form from imagination. That's our point of focus. Through their imagination, an artist's skill captures what they see in the world in their mind's eye. These depictions can stir the soul. With your power of imagination, you can open a world of possibilities. By using your imagination, you can turn what seems impossible into the possible. By being resourceful or creative at work or at home, you can create what you imagine. Your imagination allows you to soar beyond appearances. You can visualize what is possible and bring that into visibility. Your enthusiasm actually expands as you apply your imagination. Use your creative power to explore a new dimension of living through imagination. I'd love to share more with you as a keynote speaker and show you how you can get huge results from the power of focus. To book Freddie Bell for your next event, send an email to Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Bell.com or call 888-639-9738, 888-639-9738. For the Point of Focus, this is Freddie Bell.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
So in this resurrection story, in the highest sense, we have the great deed, the great demonstration that Christ in Jesus accomplished through the crucifixion and the resurrection, that humanity might know that life is transformed but never ended. That although we may see apparent endings, even unto physical death, there is a resurrecting power that always transforms. And so, in this Easter week, we may consider, as we did on Friday at the Good Friday service, this idea of what is laid in the tomb, and what rises. There's a wonderful statement in the different Gospels have different ways of telling the resurrection story. What I read in our meditation from the Gospel of Mark is the shortest and most dramatic. You know how storytellers or playwrights, authors, they create and lead you to a dramatic question, and then they just leave it there. And that's what Mark did in the Gospel of Mark. Later, the church decided to add a little more to it, but the most ancient forms of it, the women come and discover the empty tomb, and they flee. They don't know what this means. And Mark just leaves it. Leaves us standing in the question, what has happened? What does this mean? Well, I believe that one way that we can practice this truth for ourselves is what Luke wrote in one sentence in his account of the gospel. They encountered the angels at the tomb. And one posed the question, why do you seek the living among the dead? And it seems so often that we might do that in our lives. I'll confess I have. To continue to look at the past and what has been, thinking I'm going to find my future, the new, there. Many of us have heard the often quoted line, usually attributed to Albert Einstein, the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Yes, you all know that one. And so we may ask ourselves, what has the power to live for us? To carry us forward into the new. And I would call it intention. Hope. Dream. And I'll give you a simple example from my own life. I think this is something that we can all understand. When I realized that my time had come to leave my ministry in Missouri, what's going to become of me? Where am I going to go? And sounds funny, but it's also scary. Most of us have known that experience. What next? What next? But then I reflected and did my best to focus on my intention. And my intention as a Unity minister is to do what I can do to inspire and to encourage others to find the greatest good, the greatest joy in their life. Not ignoring the challenges that we all face from time to time, but being able to see beyond them. To be able to see beyond the tomb to the new possibility. And so I focused on my intention. I recalled my studies at Unity Village, and I recalled when ordination was conferred on me. And I realized that it is my intention that lives on. My desire to serve is a resurrecting power that what? Opens doors for me and gives me a new family. You see? That is a resurrecting power. Perhaps you find it in a career, wanting to be creative and to serve and do work that brings meaning into your life. So one door closes, there seems to be a tomb for your career. But turn to that intention within your heart, that which you love to do, and that will open new doors. I've been here a short time, and many of you have already proved that to me, that you're opening doors in your life, that you're seeing things reborn, resurrected, raised up. So on this Easter Sunday, as important as I believe it is, because I am still a minister, important to study the gospel account of the resurrection of Jesus by the power of Christ. This is important. But it's also vitally important that you be able to see that resurrecting power in your own life. And so I invite you this week, in the coming weeks, that when you face a challenge and you think, how am I possibly going to get beyond this? Remember, you may use that unity affirmation. Jesus Christ is a reality here now, lifting me to a higher consciousness of God's presence and power, of divine creativity, wisdom, love within me. And doors will open. New opportunities will appear. My friends, that's the guarantee of life. That's not something that I'm just trying to please you with. That is the guarantee of life. Things may change. There may be great transformation. But this resurrecting power will always carry you through any challenge. And for all of us, ultimately, that will one day be a physical death. But yet the power carries us forward. Always forward.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m.
Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
And the first sentence of his email said, I'd like to stay anonymous. And the second sentence said, I'd like to donate $1 million to the Global Good Fund. Where should I send the check?
I'm Tony Lloyd, and I'm the host of the brand new show, Social Entrepreneur. If you love stories that engage, inform, and inspire, you don't want to miss it. Join us every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Your need-to-know news headquarters, the Tom Hartman Program, AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis.